The US President Barack Obama has formally asked Congress to authorise the US-led campaign against Islamic State. His proposal seeks support to go after the extremists without any geographical limitations for the next 3 years. But it's not the virtual blank slate that then-President George W. Bush sought in response to the September 11 attacks in 2001. President Obama is limiting his own powers, emphatically restating that the US won't be drawn into another ground war. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
Good afternoon.
Flanked by the Vice President Joe Biden, America's top diplomat John Kerry, and the Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Barack Obama made clear what he was not asking for.
The resolution we've submitted today does not call for the deployment of U.S. ground combat forces to Iraq or Syria. It is not the authorization of another ground war, like Afghanistan or Iraq.
But the authorization would allow limited ground operations by American forces to hunt down enemy leaders or to rescue American personnel. It would allow, too, the use of ground forces for intelligence gathering, for target spotting, and for planning assistance to ground troops of allies like Iraq's military. The president maintains he doesn't need Congress to authorize the campaign that's already underway, but says bipartisan support would send an important message of unity at a critical juncture when more than 2,000 coalition airstrikes have pounded the extremists.
ISIL is on the defensive and ISIL is going to lose. Its barbaric murders of so many people, including American hostages, are a desperate and revolting attempt to strike fear in the hearts of people it can never possibly win over by its ideas or its ideology, because it offers nothing but misery and death and destruction. And with vile groups like this, there is only one option. With our allies and partners, we are going to degrade and ultimately destroy this terrorist group.
The authorization would last for 3 years, something that critics have said ties the hands of Barack Obama's successor. But the president says it's not a timetable, instead a reasonable limitation that strikes the necessary balance.
It's conceivable that the mission is completed earlier. It's conceivable that after deliberation, debate, and evaluation, that there are additional tasks to be carried out in this area. And the people's representatives, with a new president, should be able to have that discussion.
There was no primetime Oval Office address for this announcement. Rather, the president chose to deliver his remarks in the middle of the day from the Roosevelt Room.
I think that has to do with the fact that this operation has already been underway for 6 months.
The former White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
It's basically a request for authorization for something that's already happening and for something he doesn't believe he needs legally to receive authorization. But he does want Congress's buy-in on this. He did from the beginning and said so. It was very clear in the fall that Congress wasn't prepared to deal with this issue in the run-up to a midterm election. Now we have a new Congress here. It's the beginning of 2015, and he wants to see if he can get this done.
Under questioning by the White House press corps, the current presidential spokesman, Josh Earnest, readily acknowledged there's nothing in the wording of the authorization as it currently stands that would limit the operation geographically to Iraq and Syria.
For sure, a large-scale, long-term operation, you can expand the operation under this authorization.
Well, what we have...
The language is fuzzy, is it not?
Intentionally so. And the intent is...
Intentionally so. The language is intentionally fuzzy.
Yes, Jim, because we believe it's important that there aren't overly burdensome constraints that are placed on the commander-in-chief, who needs the flexibility to be able to respond to contingencies that emerge in a chaotic military conflict like this. So the fact of the matter is we do need the President of the United States and the commander-in-chief, both this one and the next one, to have the ability to respond to specific contingencies.
The president gave one example.
Well, if we had actionable intelligence about a gathering of ISIL leaders, and our partners didn't have the capacity to get them, I would be prepared to order our special forces to take action, because I will not allow these terrorists to have a safe haven. So we need flexibility, but we also have to be careful and deliberate. There's no heavier decision than asking our men and women in uniform to risk their lives on our behalf.
But while Democrats are leery of wading deeper into an overseas conflict, Republicans say what the president's proposing doesn't go far enough. The Republican leader in the House, John Boehner.
I believe that if we're going to authorize the use of military force, the president should have all the tools necessary to win the fight that we're in. And so, as you've heard me say over the last number of months, I'm not sure that the strategy that's been outlined will accomplish the mission the president says he must accomplish. And his point, the president's point, is that he wants to dismantle and destroy ISIS. I haven't seen a strategy yet that I think will accomplish it.
At the same time, the president's trying to send a strong message to the extremists. He's keen to reassure the American public. Danielle Pletker from the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says he's miscalibrated.
It strikes me that the president is focused on everything that he shouldn't be focused on, like a laser beam, not focused on everything he should be focused on, totally vague. So strategy, not clear what it is. The only thing he's really specific about is what he can't do. Don't let me. I'm not George Bush. I'm not going to be having ground troops. Don't let me have any more than 3,000, and they won't be used for whatever an enduring operation is. No one knows what that means, but the one thing we can be sure is he's saying it's not going to be like Iraq. It's not going to be like Afghanistan.
President Obama also wants to repeal an earlier measure that authorized the Iraq War. But the new proposal would leave in place a 2001 authorization enacted shortly after the September 11 attacks for a campaign against al-Qaeda and its affiliates. Amid shock and anger over the death of 26-year-old aid worker Kayla Mueller, the fourth American to die at the hands of Islamic State, there's perhaps more will than ever on Capitol Hill to effectively go after the extremists. Congress is likely to vote on the authorization in March. In Washington, this is Jane Cowan for The World Today.